WSA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison's office upgraded charges against the former Minneapolis police officer who knelt on George Floyd's neck and charged the other three fired officers at the scene with aiding and abetting murder.
I filed an amended complaint that charges former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin with murder in the second degree. Arrest warrants were issued for former Minneapolis police officers J.A. King, Thomas Lane, and Tu Tao. It charges police officer King, Lane, and Tao with aiding and abetting murder in the second degree, a felony offense.
Quincy Mason Floyd, the son of George Floyd, spoke out at a press conference thanking prosecutors and demanding justice.
I am happy that all officers have been arrested. My father had not been killed like this. We deserve justice. That's all I have to say.
This is USA Radio News.
Picture this scenario. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any possible disaster has just devastated your town. You're out of power, no lights, and no news. That's why federal and state agencies urge every home to have an emergency radio. Now you can get a free Dynamo World Band emergency radio. This powerful radio lets you stay informed during any type of emergency. It doesn't even need batteries, and comes with a hand-crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The Dynamo Emergency Radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long-range AM receiver, a high-sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones or other devices. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30. But Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio by going to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com or call 800-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This is a limited offer and may end soon, so order today.
Former U.S. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein told a Senate panel on Wednesday that he was unaware of any factual problems with warrant applications he approved for FBI surveillance of President Trump's 2016 campaign officials, codename Crossfire Hurricane.
Every application that I approved appeared to be justified based on the facts it alleged.
The Senate Judiciary Committee hearing came as the panel's chairman, Senator Lindsey Graham, faces pressure to investigate the Obama officials who began the Russia probe.
The dossier was a bunch of garbage, and Papadopoulos is all over the place, not knowing he's being recorded denying working with the Russians. Nobody's ever been prosecuted for working with the Russians. The point is, the whole concept that the campaign was colluding with the Russians, there was no there. In August 2017. Do you agree with that general statement or not?
I agree with that general statement.
Thank you.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The world's biggest movie theater chain has suffered a blockbuster loss because of COVID-19. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
AMC Theaters posting a first quarter loss of around $2.4 billion. The world's biggest movie theater chain saying the loss is due largely because it had to shut down all of its theaters in March because of the pandemic. AMC is owned by Chinese conglomerate Dalian Wanda Group. It furloughed or laid off more than 26,000 employees. It's also furloughed all 600 corporate staffers, including its CEO, Adam Aron. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
NASA is keeping a close eye on a massive asteroid leading up to the weekend, estimated to be between 820 feet and 1,870 feet, making it potentially taller than the Empire State Building at 1,453 feet, and is traveling at a speed of 11,200 miles per hour. The expectation is that the space rock will miss our planet by over 3 million miles when it flies past on June 6th. A treasure hunter using his metal detector at a Florida beach found a lost diamond ring in shallow water. Derek Smith said he was out with his metal detector when it indicated something was buried under the shallow water at Madeira Beach.
Two young ladies told me about their girlfriend who had lost her ring the weekend before. They frantically looked for a couple hours and couldn't find it. With that information, I went to find the ring. I want to get it back to her.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards.